Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. It's bonus meditation time. A question that often comes up among meditators is, if I get too calm, will I be ineffective? Today, our teacher du jour, Sebane Selassie, makes the case that you will be much more effective if you come from a place of calm rather than reactivity. And she shows us how to switch modes using a key phrase. More about Seb before we dive in here. She's a core meditation teacher over on the 10% Happier app and a former repeat guest on this podcast. She was born in Ethiopia and raised in Washington, D.C., and has been studying Buddhism for 3 decades. And she is also the author of the book, You Belong, A Call for Connection. Here we go now with my friend Sebane Selassie.
Hi, this is Sebane. Let It Be invites us into a more relaxed relationship with our experience, to trust life, and to make room for our deepest hopes for ourselves and our world. Let's practice with this powerful phrase. Find a comfortable meditation position wherever you are. You can close your eyes if you'd like, or keep them open with a soft gaze. Start by taking a deep inhale and a deep exhale. Let it be actually has 2 meanings. Let it be, may we trust life. And let it be, may our deepest wishes come to fruition. You can think of this phrase as the attitude we're bringing to this meditation. Whatever happens in your experience for this session, you can tell yourself, let it be. Sometimes it can be helpful to use a question in combination with the phrase. You can ask yourself, what's here right now? Noticing any sensations, thoughts, or emotions. And then add, let it be. Practice this way for some time on your own. When we develop the capacity to let our experience be as it is, we create a more centered and calm condition within. From here, we have the ability to bring about meaningful change that is not coming from reactivity, but from our deepest aspirations. Consider a hope you have for our global community. No wish is too small or too big. There's no wrong hope if it's rooted in kindness. Choose something that is meaningful for you. Imagine what this deep aspiration of yours would lead to. Allow yourself to feel its impact for you and for others. Know that imagining it brings even more calm to your life. Now, add our phrase. Let it be. Let it be. When we practice like this, we create a more collected and calm presence, making us more available for the changes we want to bring into the world. Let it be. You can open your eyes now and begin to move your hands and feet as we end this meditation. Remember, you can bring this phrase, let it be, into any part of your day. Thanks for practicing with me, and may you be well.
Thank you to 7A. We'll see you right back here on Monday for a brand new episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them may very well surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million-dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everybody, including her own mom, that the name sounded like a dive bar. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failure, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more business content like this, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many, many more. Wondery means business.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.